That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
While she's always aspired to be a political reporter, journalist Gia Garrick didn't expect to end up in the Parliamentary Press Gallery within a few years of graduating university. She currently works for Newstalk ZB and started down the path of journalism as English was always her strong point in high school, while politics was something she picked up from her parents' dinner table conversation. After a hectic few months following Jacinda Ardern's campaign trail, I caught up with her at Bowen House, where she said a quiet 9 days counting floor tiles and passing time while we wait to find out who will make up New Zealand's next government. Gia says she initially wanted to go into print journalism, but once she realised the versatility and speed involved in radio broadcasting, she changed her mind.
So I went into journalism school at AUT. I chose AUT because it was print focused, not broadcasting focused, and that's why I didn't go to Christchurch. So when I actually did a 2-week internship with Radio New Zealand in Hamilton and realised actually just how accessible people were in radio and how quickly you could get stuff, you know, from an idea brewing or from, you know, something breaking to on air in a bulletin, I really liked that pace and I loved the way, I guess I just loved the way radio teams bonded together and worked together at those breaking moments and to put the really cool stories to air. And I also kind of like playing with sound in a way, and actually it's not quite as much as TV when you've got pictures as well and you've got to worry about, you know, being there. But yeah, I quite like the way just radio comes together and that kind of made me move away. And then when I left uni, instead of getting into print, which I've actually never done, I decided to apply for jobs in radio and ended up getting one.
Did you expect that you would go from the newsroom to the gallery within how long was that?
Oh, no way. So I did 2 years in Auckland as a general news reporter and then got the job heading down to the gallery. So I started in the gallery here in January this year. So I started beginning of 2014, did 2 years, yeah, and then now I've done gallery for about 8 months. And no, there was no way did I ever think I would be in the gallery now, and it's just all fallen into place in a sense, and I've just been really lucky in the opportunities that I've been given through Newstalk ZB and, you know, through the people I've worked with have really been great in helping me out and pushing me in a way, because I never thought, I didn't have, when I applied for this job, I didn't have the confidence, that I would get it. Like, I applied for this job thinking, oh, now's a good indication time, it's a good time for me to indicate to my work that at some point I'd love to move down to the gallery, but yeah, and no way did I actually think that they'd take me on for the job and that I'd actually end up down here. But I'm so glad they backed me, and yeah, I've just had a really incredible, stressful but incredible 8 months.
So what was your first day like?
Oh, first day was horrible actually. I arrived down here in Wellington on a day where it was pouring with rain. I had just the weekend to move. I finished up in Auckland on the Friday and moved down over the weekend and started here on the Monday, and nobody was around because the house hadn't returned yet. And we'd also had the big earthquakes a couple of months earlier. So the end of last year, there was the earthquakes down here, which were Kaikoura earthquakes, which destroyed a lot of buildings on Molesworth Street, and Parliament just down the road from a lot of those buildings. And the Press Gallery building was yellow stickered. And we had all kind of semi-moved out of it, so there was no other journalists around, and I had to go into this yellow sticker building and find the things and work out where the gallery was and all sorts of stuff. So there was just no one else about. I had to figure all that stuff out, and I didn't end up doing actually any work because I was so stressed about getting everything sorted. So my first day down here was actually probably one of my most stressful so far, because I just didn't know where everyone was, what was happening. You know, one of the biggest things about Parliament actually is learning your way around. And you realise that because the new MPs at the moment are going through a massive induction where they have full-on maps printed out for them. They have a buddy, so any time they want to go anywhere, they take a buddy with them, like an older MP or a senior staffer, and they actually have these people guiding them around from everything from showing them where the gym is and where to get lunch to, you know, a fake question time, and they get to ask questions to fake ministers and that sort of thing. So they have proper inductions, but us as journalists, we came down here, you know, well, I mean, I came down here in no direction whatsoever, and I was in the office, and suddenly I had to do politics. I've never done it before, so that was quite a stressful day, I must say.
Yeah, you don't get to do a pretend one first, do you?
No.
Some pretend politicians.
You don't get to do that, no.
Were there some things that you found particularly surprising that you learnt when you sort of started there?
Yeah, the people are way less, I guess, the people are incredible down here in the gallery. So obviously you're working right alongside all your competition, and that's what's different to every other newsroom in the country, is that our parliamentary press gallery is actually a small office for each organisation. So, you know, there's us and the Herald next to each other, and then we've got stuff across the hall. We've got One News down the hall, News Hub over the way, RNZ around the corner. And so we've actually got all of our competitors within a few metres of each other, yet we're all looking for the same stories. And so when I thought about coming down into an environment like that, I was incredibly stressed that I wouldn't be able to get stories ahead of these people who'd been doing it for years and years. I was stressed that I might, I don't know, come across them being a bit stupid, not ask the right questions. You know, it was just all these little bits about when you look from outside into the gallery that are quite stressful. But when I actually came down here, I found the people were actually way more supportive than I could have ever imagined. And actually, some of my competitors have almost pushed me as much as my colleagues in the gallery since I've been down here. So it's actually one of those environments where we all push each other to produce the best journalism we can. And I think that really bodes well for the overall standard of journalism in the gallery. But there definitely is that element of competition. And when you get an exclusive, you know, everyone else will read it and you'll get a... Your competitors will come round and tell you how good your story was or whatever, if you've got something, you know, that they didn't guess, and they'll be like, oh, what a good idea. But, you know, but they're always pushing you up, and it's quite cool to be a part of an environment like that where it is really, really competitive, and it pushes you because it is so competitive, but it's also very supportive in the same kind of sense.
And obviously you started not just in any year but in an election year. Yeah. So what can you tell me a bit about what it was like when campaigning really started to ramp up and what your role was in that?
I had some idea from following past elections quite closely. Like, I've always been really interested in the way journalists have covered elections, but nothing really prepared me for the number of hours you do. You just are non-stop. And because you are following a campaign, everything that happens on that campaign, I did Labour, so I followed Jacinda the entire campaign, every single thing that happens with that campaign is your responsibility. So if you miss something, you know, you've missed it for your organisation. So you're constantly on alert. You're working, you know, double shifts on the nights of, you know, debates and things like that. And you get like a couple of hours off in between, and then next thing you're up travelling 6 a.m. flight the next morning after going to bed at 1 a.m. having filed stories for the morning. So it's one of those situations where it's like you are stressed the entire time about missing something, but at the same time you just have to keep in contact with the right people and constantly be across it. And I mean, it's equal parts fun as it is stressful. So it's a heap of fun, but one of the most stressful times of my life.
What were some of the biggest things that you remember, or do you think will stick with you after this election is wrapped up, which it still really isn't wrapped up?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously the campaign itself will be one of the, the biggest things I'll remember is the actual travel side of it and the number of hours I did. But, I mean, election night, I was up north in Russell with Winston Peters, and that was an incredible night in the sense that it was just really cool to be a part of. No matter where I would have been, I would have kind of felt the same, but it was just amazing to be a part of what is really a piece of history, you know? And you kind of have that feeling where you're literally covering this for the rest of New Zealand. So you're the eyes and ears of the public for the rest of New Zealand at this place. So you want to, you know, get across everything that's happening so that they can experience it as well. And I guess, I mean, we don't even have a government yet, but in terms of the election night, it was just kind of incredible to be a part of. So that will always stick with me. And honestly, the other stuff that really will stick with me is what happened before the campaign even started, because obviously we had, you know, Andrew Little resigning, followed quite closely by Matilda resigning after her admission to benefit fraud. Like, it all really ramped up before the campaign started. So those moments will be massive ones for me. I was literally about to go home about 5 minutes before Matilda Tude resigned, and there was no way I was leaving because I wanted to be a part of that in that same way. It's like being a part of history and you know, you're covering this literally for New Zealanders.
Yeah, and a few people in the newsroom know you from your own appearances in other media. I think I actually tagged you in an article that you were mentioned in, but I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have read it. It was about Winston Peters calling you out about apparently not knowing things about dairy farming when you do know quite a lot about dairy farming. But and also the press conference after the election, I watched that, and Winston Peters made sort of an insinuation that you didn't have any morals. But how do you... Yeah, exactly. So that's what I feel like with you. You kind of just brush things like that off, but... Do you think that's something you really need to have as a political reporter?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, because obviously nobody in any stage of life likes being told that, you know, they're silly, or I got called an embarrassment the other day when I asked a question of Winston Peters just here in the Bowen House lobby where I am now. Interviewing Winston Peters is one of those anomalies when you come into the gallery. It's like the senior journalists will essentially set you up, mate, in a way to... experience that, because you all kind of have to experience that. So there'll be like a tough topic that we have to ask Winston about, like, for example, polls. He doesn't comment on polls ever. And one that happened to me was we had a poll coming out and my colleague interviewed all the leaders of all the parties except New Zealand First, and I was on the late shift and he was doing me a favour doing some of those interviews anyway. But he said as he left, he's like, oh, I've done them all and I've cut most of them up, but you'll have to ring Winston. And I just felt this sinking feeling in my stomach, and I was like, wow, thank you so much for this. And I don't think I've ever sat staring at a phone for longer going, how do I approach this? I'm just going to have to do it. So I picked up the phone and I called him and I tried to make a joke being like, hey, NZME's got a poll out. We don't do this very often. Ha-ha, it's, you know, election year. It has you quite high up. Do you mind if I run you through the figures? And he just laughs and he says, I'm not commenting on your poll. Surely you know that. And I said, but I've got all the other leaders, you know, I've got all the other leaders here commenting on their results in the poll, and, you know, it's quite a good one for you, so I'd really like to have your perspective on this. And his response was just, your polling is nowhere near as good as mine, or my polling is all I need to look at, or something like that. And then I said, all right, well, I'm assuming you're not going to even let me run you through the figures then. And he said, no. And I thought to myself, well, okay, so the one call I've made on this polling story we're doing failed, so that's great. But it is something you have to deal with Winston Peters. It's just, it is an anomaly. Or most of the other politicians are at least courteous, and if they don't want to answer your question, they'll tell you that, and rather than, you know, running you around in a circle or calling you embarrassment or...
Do you want to be a political reporter for the rest of your career? Or, or like, how are you feeling about it?
That is a huge question, really. I want to do it for an extended period of time. I've always wanted, so this was the goal. And the fact that I've already made it has been a bit strange for me. But now that I'm here, there's just so much to learn in the gallery, and I'm still so far at the bottom. And there's just so many incredible journalists, incredible people I know I have so much to learn off. So I would like to be here at least for a while. And if I do leave, you know, I do want to head overseas at some point, because I haven't done that big OE like every Kiwi does or anything like that. So I will do that at some point, but I think I'll always come back to the gallery.
The Wire. That's funny. What does it sound like?
That was Gia Garrick speaking about her first 8 months as a political reporter during a particularly busy year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.